Most people have got a few plastic stack of chairs at their place. You know, those plastic ones that's got the little splits in the seat. What you probably don't know about these chairs is that when you sit on them, those splits open up, because that's happening underneath your bum and you don't see. And when you stand up, they close up again. But they can be a bit tricky, those chairs. And I've written this poem about a person who got into a bit of strife with a plastic stacker chair. And I've called the poem Entrapment. And the expanded title is The Terrifying But Tragically True Tale of Trevor's Trapped Testicle. Trevor's on a mission to consumer affairs, trying to get a total ban on plastic stacker chairs. He reckons that they're dangerous, a serious threat to life, because it was through a plastic chair that he got into strife. It was at the Tamworth Festival, a concert in the park. Trev and Ken were there with gear to last them until dark. An esky full of coldies, Trev was without a care. Stubbies, thongs and T-shirt on his plastic stacker chair. But as he stretched his legs out, his left crown jewel rolled free and dropped straight through the chair seat, a real catastrophe. But Trevor remained unaware of his dire situation until they gave the singer a big standing ovation. As Trevor came up to his feet, he gave a fearsome yell, because tethered to his testicle, the chair came up as well. He grabbed the chair with both hands as they crashed back to the ground, but the errant family jewel was firmly stuck, he quickly found. He tried to extract the enclosed clod, but he began to curse, because nothing he did seemed to work, it only made things worse. Trev's mate Ken was laughing, fit to go right off his brain. Ken's tears were from laughter, but Trevor's were from pain. Ken produced a Stanley knife, and Trevor's mouth went dry. He said, "I'll only cut the chair," but Trevor wouldn't let him try. Well, Ken climbed underneath the chair and tried to poke things through. It's times like this you find out what your mates will really do. They pulled and poked and prodded, but all efforts were in vain. Trevor's nut was red and raw and giving heaps of pain. All this unwanted attention was no good, you realise. Trevor's tortured testicle swelled up to twice its size. Well, the word spread quickly through the park about the situation, and people tried to get a glimpse of Trev's threatened castration. Mums and dads and kids and dogs of every shape and age. Trev got more attention than the singer on the stage. Little kids were pointing. Dogs were trying to have a smell. And Trevor, trying to cover up, said, "Go to bloody hell." "Poor bloke needs an ice pack," was the only good advice. They sat Trev over his esky with his agate in the ice. Someone called an ambulance and they drove through the crowd. Trev was drinking Bundy rum and swearing very loud. And when they both stopped laughing, they carted Trev away to the hospital, where he became the highlight of the day. But Trevor's near recovered, with both crown jewels in place. Don't offer him a plastic chair if you value your face. But next year, at the carnival, Trevor will be there, wearing tight undies, long trousers, on his canvas fold-out chair.